for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
This is a Friday morning service of March the 28th, 1997, of the Passover Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Tommy Cook is the speaker for the morning.
Hallelujah. I really enjoyed that. I was going to share out of the book of Revelation today, but I think I might change that. Let's go over to the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 14. Praise the Lord. 1 Corinthians 14. I mean, thank God for Jesus today.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Chapter 14, verse 1. Chapter 14, verse 1. Let's all read it if we have our Bibles. Follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you may prophesy. Let's all read that together. Everybody, let's read it. Follow after charity, desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you may prophesy. Notice the word follow. How many know we need to know who we're following this morning? And that word follow means to press. It's where Paul uses that in Philippians 3, to press to that mark of the high calling. But how many know when you start following after the love of God, it's going to bring something else in your life? You know what it is?
Amen.
Persecution. Amen. Trouble. Amen? Tribulation. But how many thank God He's bigger than tribulation and trouble?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And so He said, we're to follow, we're to press. And this word press all means also to pursue or ensue the very love of God. How many know without love we're nothing? Without the love of God, we might as well close the book and sit down, Brother
Amen.
Bill.
Amen.
The love of God is going to take us through. Amen?
Amen?
And so thank God for His love. And notice, then He said, follow after what, though? What are we following? Come on now. Charity or love. We're following the love of God. Amen. And then He said, desire. That word desire means to have a warm feeling for or against. And how many know there's a lot of things we desire that's not always good?
Sure.
But there are God's desires that He puts in us. And so He said, desire spiritual gifts. And they are spiritual gifts. They're not on a natural plane. They're on a supernatural plane. And how many thank God, those that's been using the gifts, for the supernatural this morning?
Yes.
Amen? I remember the first time that I was using the gifts of the Holy Spirit. I was just a young Christian. I'd accepted Jesus. I'd been filled with the Holy Spirit just within a few weeks. And I remember I had my hands on the pulpit leading a testimony service, and all of a sudden I felt this trembling come up on me. How many has ever experienced that? The Holy Ghost just moves on you and your body just starts shaking. You're not doing it. He's doing it. And within me, deep within me, I gave forth my first message in tongues. And there was a lady on the second row who interpreted. She had never interpreted before, never again that I knew of. But God used her that particular night. And that was the start of me moving in the Spirit. I tell you, it's a wonderful life to move in the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Hallelujah. How many enjoy moving in the Holy Ghost?
Amen.
I enjoyed the word that came forth this morning, the prophetic word. And how many know we need to have an ear to hear what God's saying
Amen.
To the church? Isn't that right?
Amen.
Amen. And so He says, follow after this charity, desire these spiritual gifts, but rather that you may prophesy. Now, why did Paul say, but rather that you may prophesy? Let me tell you why. This gift of this prophecy gift is so important that all the gifts of the Holy Spirit can operate through it. Hallelujah. How many know you can give words of wisdom, words of knowledge through this simple gift of prophecy? You can edify, exhort, and comfort. Amen? Discernment can come. Come on, working in miracles can be spoken. You can go on and on. But Paul knew this power of this gift. But how many know that the prophetic gift has no revelation by itself? But God does bring words of wisdom, words of knowledge, and it works in conjunction or with that gift. And that right, especially through the prophets. Can you say amen? I may thank God for the prophets today, the apostles, come on, teachers, shepherds, evangelists. Amen? Now, let's go over to 1 Chronicles 36. I want to give you a scripture here. How many know it's important to hear what God's telling us? And how many know we get in trouble when we don't listen to Him? I believe it's 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles. I think it's chapter 36. Chapter 36. And look at verse 15. 2 Chronicles 36:15. Praise God. How many know prophets can find you? You don't have to go hunt for them. How many believe that? It's dangerous to go hunt for somebody. Come on, amen? But God can bring them to your doorstep, or He can put you in a position where they are. Verse 15. And the Lord God of their fathers sent to them by His messengers, these are the prophets, rising up betimes and sending because He had something. What did He have? Come on. Compassion on His people. Why does God send the prophets? Because He has compassion on you and I. All right, now notice this. Then He says in the Scripture as well, and on His dwelling place. Where is God's dwelling place today? Come on. Right here, isn't it? We're the dwelling place. This building's not necessarily the dwelling place, although we're here and God's here with us, but we're the dwelling place. Now, verse 16. But they mocked the messengers of God. They mocked the prophets. Two, they despised His words. And three, they misused His prophets. How long? Until the wrath of the Lord arose against... Notice, whose people? Whose people? His people, till there was no remedy. Till there was no healing. I mean, you know that word remedy is the same word where it says that He rises with healing in His wings.
Right.
Healing.
Right.
And so we reject the prophets. We reject the word of the Lord. We will not be healed. Can you say amen? But if we open up to the word of the Lord through those prophets, come on, amen, that God sends our way, we can be healed. Praise the Lord. We can be set free. Thank you, Jesus. Now, let's go back to Corinthians just a minute. He says here in chapter 14 of 1 Corinthians and verse 2, for he that speaketh in an unknown tongue, come on, speaketh not to men, but unto, come on,
God.
For no man understands him, howbeit in the Spirit he's doing what? What's he going to speak?
Mysteries.
He's going to speak mysteries. How many know Christ in us is a mystery?
Yes.
The kingdom in us is a mystery. And yet he said when we pray in the Spirit, we're speaking mysteries. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Now number one, we're speaking to God. How many thank God you're talking to God and not to man here?
Amen.
Hallelujah. We're speaking to God. God's a Spirit. And so we're in the Spirit. And our Spirit's communicating with God. Isn't that right?
Amen.
I mean, oh, that's good. You know, many years ago when I would come in from work, and when I worked on a job, I would come in and go right into prayer. I learned to discipline myself that way. And many times I'd be praying in the Spirit and God would begin to give me things, especially about the end time and so forth. I began to write things down. Let me know the Lord can speak right back to you as you're communicating with Him.
Amen.
Let me thank God for that today.
Sure.
It's a two-way street, isn't it?
Yes.
Amen. And so I thank God for praying in the Holy Ghost. But He said, number one, we pray to God, we speak to God. And then number two, of course, what's the second thing? We're speaking mysteries. And three, we don't always understand what we're saying. Isn't that right? And number four, we are edified. We're built up. Amen. Like an edifice going up, a building going up. God said, I want you to be built up. How? By praying in the Holy Ghost over in the book of Jude. You remember that?
Amen.
Praise God. We need that building up today. We need that edification today. We need that in our hearts and in our lives. Then He said in verse 3, But he that prophesied speaketh unto men. Come on, what for? Edification, exhortation, and comfort. Praise God. Edification, exhortation, and comfort. All right, we know edification means to strengthen again, to build up, or to make more effective. And the word exhortation means to stimulate, to admonish, and to make more effective. How many know that admonishment can also mean a slight rebuke?
Amen. Yes, sir.
I said a slight rebuke. It's what it also means. Praise God. And how many know the Lord can rebuke us in a gentle way? Amen?
Yes, sir.
In a loving way. Praise God. Especially when we've turned from wrong, He wants us to turn back to right. When we went off in error, to turn back to truth. Amen?
Yes, sir.
And so the Holy Spirit can deal with us and speak to us in certain situations. So I thank God for that. But notice what He says here. It says in verse 3, he that prophesieth speaketh to men to edification, exhortation, and comfort. Now, when we're prophesying, how many know we're speaking to man? In tongues, we're speaking to God. But here, in the prophetic word, we're speaking to man. Amen? And those mysteries that you prayed in tongues will come out through the prophetic word many times. Isn't that right? Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes.
Those mysteries you prayed in tongues unto God many times will come out through the gift of prophecy. And thirdly, we understand the language. We may not always understand what God's telling us at that time. I mean, no, sometimes we misinterpret what God says.
Right.
Isn't that right? How many's ever done that? Be honest. Come on. Amen. We say it's going to happen this way, and God brings it over in another direction. Isn't that right? And then number four, the church is edified. Well, how many know the church will not be edified until somebody starts praying in tongues, in the Spirit, and opens himself up to the gift of prophecy so that the church can be edified. Amen? Praise God. How many know? Look over down in the chapter. Look down in chapter 14. Verse 31. Let's all read 31 together if you got your Bibles. For you may all prophesy one by one, that all may learn and all may be comforted. How many believe there's a learning process in the prophesying? Amen? And then it's also, he says, comfort there. That's what he mentions back up in the early chapter. That word where it says in chapter 14 there, we read a while ago in chapter 14 in verses, what verse was that? Verse 3. There's that word comfort. It means to cheer up. How many know we need some cheering up today? We need some comfort today. When you're down, somebody needs to cheer you up. Come on, somebody needs to impart some comfort to you. Isn't that right? How many know we've all been there?
Amen.
I remember in 1975, I started going into this depression. July 4th, 1975, the enemy hit me, and I thought I was losing my mind. Anybody ever been there before?
Yeah.
Amen. And so he hit me, and I remember the next day, I was going to Miami down to where Bill and Peggy live. There was going to go down there, and Peggy's sister, she told me, she said, Tommy, you go to that meeting if you have to hold your head in your hands. Well, I tell you, I did that the next day on the airplane going down. But yet God met with me. But there was a brother came a little later than that, a month or so later, I forget the time. But he gave me a word of the Lord when I was going through that great distress. And I tell you, it's one of the things that kept me and took me on through. How many know we need to hear God in our troubles? Amen? In our problems, our situations. Come on, our tribulations. And God will bring us through. Hallelujah. How many know He's greater again than all of our troubles? Amen? All of our sorrow and all those things. He's able to do it. I believe it. And I always believe God would do it. Amen? How many know He's a great big God? Hallelujah. Yes, He is. Now, He said here, back here in verse 4, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifies himself. He that prophesies edifies the church. I would that you all speak with tongues, but rather that you prophesy. Greater is he that prophesieth than he that speaketh with tongues, except what?
He interpreteth.
That the church may receive what? Seven times he mentions the word edification in this chapter. Listen, edification is important. Amen? We need to be edified today and tomorrow and so forth. We need edification. And so seven times. How many know seven is God's spiritual number? Amen?
Amen?
And so we need to be edified by the power of God. Now, there's five ways that God showed me to interpret. And I think these are important. How many know that the word interpretation is not always a word-for-word translation? The word interpretation means to explain thoroughly. It's like an explosion in the mind. Or in the heart, however you want to say it. How many know that those words are there? Boom, when a message goes forth, they're right there if you're open. Isn't that right?
Amen.
How many know you can close your mind to it?
Yes.
Those that interpret, isn't that right? Or you can open up to God. Now, how many know that God will give us a word or words in order to interpret? And as God gives us a word or words, what's going on back here? All right, let's pray. What's going on? Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. Praise God. Touch Herman, Lord. Let me through here, please.
In the name of
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Come on, Bill.
In the name of
Praise
Jesus.
God. Hallelujah. Touch Herman, Lord. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Take his. Hallelujah. Hidabrasa. We rebuke this thing in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, you foul spirit. Listen. We love his body. Listen. We rebuke you, Satan. We take the name of you, devil. Get him a wet rag. Get him a wash rag or something. Name of Jesus. 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 Jesus. And life in him. Life. Life of God. The life of God enter into him. The life of the Lord Jesus enter into him. Life of God enter into him. Jesus' name. We rebuke this name in Jesus' name.
I rebuke all death.
Amen.
I impart life unto my brother.
Amen.
You have given us life.
Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And God, we impart.
Yes, Lord.
Unto our
in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
We
rebuke this thing in Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Let's praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, God. Hallelujah. Praise you, God. Praise the Lord. Back to interpretation.
That's interpretation.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We said the gift of interpretation means explained thoroughly. It means like an explosion in the mind and the heart. But God gives you a word or words to speak by faith. How many know all the gifts are exercised by faith?
Amen.
God won't make you do anything, really. Come on, amen? But He'll put that desire in your heart to move out in the Spirit. Secondly, how many know that in the gift of interpretation, you may see the words that you interpret? Some may actually see the words that they interpret, like a ticker tape.
Yes, sir,
isn't that right, brother?
Amen.
There are people I know that's actually seen words, you know, as God would give it to them. Number three, you may see the subject matter that you're interpreting. You may actually see the subject matter, maybe on Jeremiah or you know, whatever the Lord shows us, you know, the prophets or something. So you actually see the subject matter. And then number four, sometimes you have just an inward unction to stand by faith and just open your mouth. How many know it works? I said it works. Amen. By the Holy Ghost. Amen. I've done it different times, and God always meets faith, doesn't He? And then number five, this is where it used to work with me, because I used to move a lot in tongues interpretation many years ago instead of just a straight gift of prophecy. And as I would give sometimes a message in tongues, God would actually show me what the interpretation would be on. And it would come out just exactly like that. And so we need this great gift of not only the diverse kinds of tongues, but interpretation in the tongues. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Now look down in the chapter here. Look down to verse 20. What verse is it? 27. If any man speak in an unknown tongue, let it be by two or the most by three, and that by course, and let one interpret. But if there be no interpreter, let him keep silence in the church. Let him speak to himself and to God, and so forth. So we know that if we have the gift, we're responsible to move in God. Isn't that right?
Right.
Sometimes we may not be in the Spirit, and we don't always, catch what God is saying exactly. But thank God there's usually several others there that can do it as well. Let me know if two people step out at the same time to interpret, one must stop and the other go ahead. Isn't that right?
That's true.
Now, most of the time, if two men would step out and say words, say Bill and I would step out and interpret, probably his words would be different than mine because our personalities are different. Isn't that right? But one time I was in Bible college, never forgot that. Two of us stepped out at the same time. We both said the same thing. Well, I'll stop and let her go on. But it's one interpretation to each message. We know that. Praise God. So it's very important that we see this. Amen? Now, how many know in the gifts of the Spirit there are three gifts of utterance, three gifts of revelation, three gifts of power?
That's exactly right.
I'm going to say it again. Three gifts of utterance, or three gifts of speaking, three gifts of power, or doing, three gifts of revelation. And I'll say it this way. There's the heart, it's the head, and the hand. Hallelujah. And how many know God wants us to have a good heart? He wants us to, come on, lay hands on the sick and they'll what?
Recover.
But also, there's something else, the head. How many know we need the mind of Christ today? Isn't that right? Hallelujah. Praise God. All right, now, let's go over to Scripture. Turn to Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 1, I think it is. Praise the Lord. The Lord really shocked me this morning when He wanted me to get in this. I was going to teach out of the book of Revelation chapter 12. But that's all right. How many know we've got to be led by the Holy Ghost? 1 Timothy 1:18. 1 Timothy 1:18. Listen to what God says to Timothy. This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy. Notice, to the prophecies. And notice the word prophecies is more than one. How many has received more than one prophecy in your life? Praise God. How many thank God for that? How many have seen some of them come to pass? How many have got some yet to be fulfilled?
Right.
Now, how many know when God gives you a promise, He also allows a problem to stand in your way? Isn't that right, Bill?
That's true, brother.
And how do you come through that problem? By faith and patience.
Amen.
In other ways. But especially faith and patience. Instead of murmuring and complaining. Come on. By faith and by patience, those are principles God puts in us to bring us through the problem in order to come into the provision or the power. Isn't that right? And so the greater the promise given to you will bring the greatest problem, which because there's more at stake in the provision. How many know some go through greater problems than others sometimes? You know why? There's a greater promise and there's more in the provision. Isn't that right? How many know Paul was given great provision in his ministry, but how many know that man suffered too? Isn't that right? How many know he saw the Lord? He fell off his donkey, saw the Lord, come on, and was given great promises, but he also was persecuted. And God taught him the principles, amen, as well. Now, here he said, I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them, the prophecies, might war, come on, a good warfare. So what prophecy is going to do is going to put you in the fire, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
You want to follow after those that's prophesying? Go ahead. How many know you can get all these prophecies and there's nothing wrong with it? Don't misunderstand me. But how many know you're going to also go in the fire with them?
Yes, sir.
Because every promise you get from God, they are conditional. Isn't that right?
Amen.
How many believe that?
Amen.
God's prophecies, God's promises are conditional. And we have to meet conditions. And a lot of times we don't meet the conditions. And that's why sometimes they're not fulfilled. Amen? Hallelujah. How many believe that? All right. But he said, Timothy, you better listen good, buddy. Because those prophecies that went over you, it's going to help you in the warfare. If you'll hear what God says, it'll bring you through. Now look at the next verse. Holding faith. Holding faith and a good conscience. With some having put away concerning faith, have made shipwreck. I don't want no shipwreck in my life. How about you?
No, sir.
Amen?
Ship the dead, can't sail.
It can't sail, Bill says. I believe it. And so we have to hold on to faith, God's faith. And we have to hold on what God said. Amen? You know, some prophetic words do not come to pass very quickly. I remember one brother came to me in a prophetic word. He gave me this word and half of it, or part of it, came to pass very quickly. But the other half, it took almost 15 years. I mean, oh, that happens to sometimes to us. Amen. And so it happened. It happened just like the man said it, but it was about 15 years later. I always felt it was of the Lord, and it did happen. Praise God. Now look in chapter 4. Look in chapter 4. Listen to what Paul says here in chapter 4, verse 14. He said, neglect not the gift that is in thee. Now, if God's given you a gift, how many know He put it in you to use it for two reasons? That He be glorified and the church, come on, be edified. Isn't that right? Praise God. And so He said, neglect not that gift that's in thee. We are responsible to use the gifts God has given us. Can you say amen?
Amen.
We're responsible to God. We don't have to please man. We're not to please man. We're to please God. That was given thee how? How was this gift given to Timothy?
By the laying on of hands.
Uh-huh. By the gift of prophecy.
Yes.
Isn't that right? So as the prophetic word, by the laying of the hands of the presbytery or the elders, as they laid hands upon Timothy through the gift of prophecy, gifts were given to this man. Hallelujah. How many know it still works today?
Sure.
When God's in it, it still works. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Then look in 2 Timothy 1, verse 6 and 7. How many know fear will stop you? Fear will stop you. How many has ever had fear grip you when you knew you had a word of the Lord? Come on. Sure, we all have, haven't we? Fear of man or fear of something. Verse 6, 2 Timothy 1, 6. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God. Stir that gift up. How do you stir the gift up? By praying in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
By praying
Amen.
Simply in the Holy Ghost. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And then he says, notice, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. Now, Paul said that gift's in you now because I put my hands on you. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, hold your place. Go to Romans 1. Hold your place there. Go to Romans 1. Thank you, Jesus. Look in verse 11. Let's see what Paul said to the church here of Rome. Verse 11 of chapter 1. For I long
to see you. For I long to see you, church, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift. What kind of gift is it?
Spiritual,
non-carnal. To the end you may be established. So when gifts are imparted to the church, to individuals, there's an establishment happening. Amen? Praise God. There's some here today in the lower area of your back. I want you to stand. If you have any problems, that lower back area, I want you to stand to your feet right now. Let's believe the Lord to touch these people. Amen? Hallelujah. Father, you see these right now, Father, that have problems in that lower back. I ask you to touch them today, Father, by the power of the Holy Ghost, Lord. You're their healer and their deliverer. In the name of Jesus, I speak healing to everyone that's standing on their feet right now in the name of Jesus. I command all that condition, all that pain, I command it to go in the name of Jesus for your glory and for your honor, and we give you praise. Come on, let's praise Him. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You can be seated. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Take it by faith. Amen? Notice, for I long to what? See you, that I may impart to you some spiritual gifts, to the end you may be, what? Come on, established. Amen. Now, let's don't stop there. Come on down in the chapter, and I got to find it here someplace. Look in verse 12. That is, that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith, both of you and of me. Now, look in verse 13. The latter part of verse 13. But was let hitherto, actually Paul saying I was hindered, that I might have some fruit, where? Come on, among you also, even as among the other Gentiles. So he wanted to impart the gift, but he also mentions the fruit. How many know that's the balance?
Amen.
It's not all gifts, it's gifts and fruits. Amen? How many thank God for the fruits of the Holy Spirit? Thank God. Now, let's go to 1 Timothy 4. 1 Timothy 4. And look at verse 12. 1 Timothy 4:12. And notice Peter says to the beloved here, he said, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you." And how many know when you start moving in God, you're going to have some trials? Strange trials. Amen? You know, one time I remember I was a little country church and I was preaching. And I gave an interpretation. The devil beat me over the head. He said, "You missed it, you missed it, you missed it." Anybody ever had that experience?
Yeah.
And I went home and read another translation, and I opened that translation, and boom, it's exactly what I just spoke interpretation in that little old church. And I said, "Devil, get out of here. Move off from me."
Amen.
And so he said in this verse, he said, "Don't think it strange concerning the fire trial that's to try you, as some strange thing has happened to you." Next verse. "But rejoice in so much as you're partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when His glory shall be revealed," come on, "you may be glad also with exceeding joy. Now, verse 14, "If you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are you, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part He's evil spoken of, but on your part He is what? He's glorified." Now, look at verse 16.
Where are you?
1 Peter 4. Okay, sorry. Well, you need to read my mind. Sorry. 1 Peter 4. 1 Peter 4. We start in verse 12. I just read that one in verse 12 about the strange trials. Hallelujah. All right, let's go down to verse... let's go back to verse 14 there. "If you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are you, for the Spirit of glory resteth upon you," he says. Now, look down to verse 16. "Yet if any man suffer..." And how many know there is suffering for Christ?
Right.
"If any man suffer..." And you will suffer in your flesh. Look back to verse 1. You'll see it in verse 1. Amen? "Those that have suffered..." He says, "For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourself." What does that mean? It means you're going to have battles too.
Yes,
"Arm yourselves likewise with the same mind, for he that suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin." Amen? And that's another teaching. But let's look here now at verse 16. "If any man suffers a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him do what?
Glorify
God on this behalf." All right, next verse. Next verse now. "For the time has come that judgment must begin" where? "At the house of God.
And if it first begin at us, what shall be the end of them that obey not what? The gospel of Christ. Hallelujah. Now go back to verse 10. As every man hath received the gift, whatever gift God's put in you, even so minister the same one to another. How many know you can't minister beyond what God's put in you? Whatever ability God's given you and given me, that's how we can minister. Don't try to be something you're not. Amen? Don't try to minister a gift that you don't have. How many know God's not in the guessing game business? Amen? But he said in this verse 10, brethren, I love this verse. As every man, everybody's included, nobody should be excluded. Isn't that right? As every man hath received the gift, whatever gift God has given you, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Now, so when you start moving out in the gifts, when you start moving out in God, those trials are going to hit you. Isn't that right? They're going to come your way. They're going to come your way. But he said, we're also, there in verse 16, that if we suffer as a Christian, let us not be ashamed and glorify God. We glorify God in the gift and we glorify God in the testings. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. We glorify our God. Now, back in Corinthians. Let's go back there now, just a minute. How many know that in chapter 13... Well, let me say it this way. Chapter 12... Now, let me tell you three things. Chapter 12, divine power. Chapter 13, divine love. And chapter 14, divine unity. I'm going to say that again. Chapter 12, you have divine power. Talks about the gifts. Chapter 13, divine love. And chapter 14, divine unity. That's what God wants in the church. Amen. He wants that in the church. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now look in chapter 13 just a second. We're just touching a few things here this morning. How many know this is a big subject? You can never exhaust it. Amen. But in chapter 13, look down with me, please, to verse 8. Charity or love never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we, come on, know in part and we prophesy in part. Now let's look at verse 10. Here's an important verse. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. How many believe we have not yet fully entered the perfected realm yet?
Right.
How many believe that Christ is that perfection?
Amen.
Or that maturity? Amen? Now he said, we know in part, we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away with. Hallelujah. Now we know there's a greater realm than the gift realm. How many know that's the Holy of Holies realm?
Right.
Hundredfold realm. But how many know we haven't attained completely to that realm yet? Amen? At least I haven't anyway. Anybody know anybody that's walking 100% in the hundredfold right now? Just stand to your feet and shout. Do what, Bill?
We know some that think they
do. Amen. Amen. That's right. But we're seeking for that, aren't we?
Right.
We're striving for that hundredfold. Come on, somebody say amen.
Amen.
For that maturity, that perfection.
Yes,
we're striving for that. We desire that. And so, the part realm is in the holy place, isn't it? Come on, amen? It's in that holy place. Praise God. And so, once that perfection comes to the church, how many know the 60-fold shall be swallowed up by the 100-fold? Pentecost shall be swallowed up by tabernacles. And so forth. And so, God is going to swallow up the lesser, amen, into the fullness. Praise God. It'll no longer be a word of knowledge, it'll be full knowledge. Come on. No longer a word of wisdom, but full wisdom. Anybody want to come into that? Hallelujah. How many know Jesus walked in the fullness?
Yes.
Jesus was a full-grown son, wasn't he? Hallelujah. He moved in not just gifts. He moved in the fullness. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? He moved in the fullness. And so, brethren, there's something to shoot for. Amen? And so, but you can't get to the Holy of Holies till you come to the holy place. Isn't that right?
Right.
You've got to come to the gift realm to come to the fullness. So thank God for the part realm, but thank God for the perfect realm. Amen?
Yes.
How many believe that? Amen. Praise God. All right. So, thank God for that. Now, let's go look at something, because I'm going to bring something else here, that the Lord impressed upon me. I wrote this little book called Why Prophecy Is Not Fulfilled, and I want to touch on a few things here. Let me know that we can despise prophesying. The Bible said, despise not prophesying.
Yes, sir.
Even though you may have got some that was not right. Let me know we're not to despise the true gift.
Amen.
Amen?
And I admit there's been a lot of prophetic words given over me and to me that was not of God. But I'm not going to quit listening to the true voice of God. How about you? Amen. We need to hear Him, brethren. Because God has promised apostles and evangelists and teachers and shepherds, come on, with the word of the Lord in their mouth. Can you say amen? And how many know we're all human? We can miss it somewhere. Amen. Praise God. I'd rather miss it trying than not trying at all, wouldn't you? But we want a pure word. We want a holy word from God. And also, as I said a while ago, these things are conditional. They're things sometimes that God requires us to do when the prophetic word comes forth. I mean, a man can prophesy beyond the proportion of his faith. You know what I believe? Now, this is my opinion. You can throw it out or receive it. But how many know there's some things that must be prophesied by prophets?
Yes, sir.
Because God has put faith in their hearts. Amen. I'm not saying me. I'm just saying prophets as a plural, in plural. But there's some things that God puts in the prophets that they'll speak. Amen. Because of the faith God's given them. Can you hear that? Now, how many know that unbelief will stop the gift from flowing? Isn't that right? Unbelief will stop us. You know, a prophet can come and give you a word and you can say, that ain't God. You know, I don't believe that. But how many know we need to have our hearts come on in tune with the Holy Ghost? Isn't that right? And then, of course, faith and patience will take us. Look in Hebrews 6. Hallelujah. Hebrews 6. Praise the Lord. Hebrews chapter 6. Thank you, Lord. I believe it's 6 I want. Praise God. Yes. Look at verse chapter 6. Look in verse 12, I believe it is. He said that you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit what?
The
promise. The promise. How are we going to come in our promises?
Through hope.
Faith and patience. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessing, I will bless thee, and multiplying, I will multiply thee. So after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. Hallelujah. So, brethren, every book in the promise is ours. Isn't that right?
All right?
Standing on the promises. Amen. That cannot fail. Somebody said, I don't need any more promises. I need some fulfilled. Well, I mean, no, we need some fulfilled. But I'll take the promises if God gives them to me, won't you?
Yes.
Hallelujah. We need the promises. And, brethren, it's a deception to know the promise in your heart and never come into it. I mean, know when Israel came from Egypt, going to the promised land, there were three alternatives they had. Number one, how many know that they could take another lap or many laps around that mountain? Isn't that right? How many have ever taken some mountains in your life lately? Amen? Somebody said, I'm give you a guided tour around every one of them. Number two, or number two, your bones can bleach. You can die right out there in that wilderness. Isn't that right? Even though you knew the promise of what God said was yours, but you never come into what God said. Or number three, you can stand and enter as an overcomer. And how many know that we need to stand and enter today?
Amen.
Into our provision, what God told us. By faith and patience, we'll come on. We'll come on through. Amen? Those situations, those problems, those... How many know that fog of confusion gets pretty foggy sometimes? Huh?
Yeah.
That fog of confusion. And when we hit that thing or those trials, how many know sometimes you got to go back and get a hold of that promise again? Amen? And come back through that thing. Come on, somebody say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Now, how many believe also that presumption and pride can stop the move of God in our life?
Exactly.
Look over in Deuteronomy 18. Here's a good scripture to look at. Deuteronomy 18. And how many know Leviathan's still around?
Yes.
Mr. Pride? I don't call him Mr. Pride. I'll just call him Pride. Chapter 18. He's no mister. Chapter 18. Look at verse 15, I believe it is. The Lord thy God will raise unto thee, up unto thee, a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me, Moses said, unto him ye shall hearken, according to all that thou desirest of the Lord thy God in Horeb in the day of the assembly, and so forth. All right, look at verse 18. I will raise them up a prophet. How many know this is Jesus? From among their brethren, like unto thee, Moses, I will put my words where? Come on. In his mouth. He shall speak unto them all that I shall command him, which means he's going to listen to the Holy Ghost. And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken or listen to my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. In fact, the New Testament says those that don't hear him will be cut off. Acts 3:23. How many of we need to hear what the Lord says?
Amen.
Now, but the prophet, which you presume, that's presumption, and how many know behind presumption is pride, shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other gods, even that prophet shall what?
Die.
How many know that's dangerous?
Yes.
To presume to have a word, and you don't have a word for somebody. It's very dangerous, isn't it? Look at verse 22 now. Well, verse 21. If thou shalt say in thine heart, how shall we know the word which the Lord hath not spoken? When a prophet speaketh in the name of the Lord, if the thing follow not, nor come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord hath not spoken, but the prophet hath spoken it presumptuously, thou shalt not be afraid of him. Hallelujah. Now go to Jeremiah 28 or 29, through there. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I believe it's 28, somewhere through here, that one. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now here's a man in chapter 29, verse 30 and 31. The word of the Lord comes to Jeremiah concerning this man. This man's name is, Shemaiah, the Nehemite. Boy, what a name. In verse 31, send to all them of captivity, saying, thus saith the Lord concerning Shemaiah, because that Shemaiah hath prophesied to you, and I sent him not, and he calls you to what? Come on.
Trust
in a lie. God said, I didn't send him. He's not speaking my word. And how many know if a man's speaking not God's word, he's going to tell you something that's a lie. Amen? He's going to tell you something that's a lie. Hallelujah. Now look at verse 32, what God says about him now. Latter part of verse 32. Because he hath taught rebellion against what?
The Lord.
The Lord. And how many know if a man comes, listen, if a man comes with a false word, what a witchcraft and divination. How many know that can be imparted to the people? As well as rebellion. Isn't that right?
Right.
And how many know that if you let somebody come and prophesy to you that's not, especially if it's not the Lord, how many know we need to discern? Amen? What's God, what's not God? Sometimes it's kind of difficult, isn't it? Huh? Come on, but we got some guidelines to go by, don't we?
Amen.
The book. Amen? But I'm telling you, sometimes insanity can be imparted to people.
Yes, sir.
The spirit of insanity, witchcraft, divination. Amen? Because it's projected from man and not God. How many of you got three sources? You've got God, man, and the devil. Amen? Now, let's look at judging prophecies just a minute. How do we judge prophecies? Does it edify us? The prophetic word that you receive, does it edify you? Does it exhort you and comfort you? Does it do a work in your heart? I believe all true words from the Lord will touch your heart, don't you?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I believe that. Number two, does it agree with the Word of God? Is it in line with the Scriptures? Amen?
It must be.
How many know that God doesn't ever supersede this Word?
No, sir. Amen.
Any revelation superseding the Word of God is not from God.
Amen.
Listen, He gave us the Bible. He gave us all we need here. We don't need any other books. Come on. God put the books right in this Bible we need, that we have and we need. And we don't need another 10 or 15 more books. Or somebody saying, I got a super revelation beyond this. It's a lie. We need the Word. It must conform to the Word. Number three, does it exalt Christ and glorify Him? Does it exalt the Lord in your life? I mean, all true prophetic words will exalt Jesus in your life.
Amen.
It'll not exalt us. Even though God may be speaking to us, it will exalt the Lord in you. Amen? And in me. Number four, does it produce fruit and character with the Holy Spirit? Praise God. Will it produce fruit in your life? I believe all true words will do that. Amen? How many know that when he said that in 1 Corinthians 14, he said, desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you may prophesy, right? What does he mean there? Follow after charity first, but rather that you may prophesy. That gift is also a gift that opens up for the love of God to flow out, come on, through the person to you. And they're speaking to you. That love, come on, that's in that person as well, by the Holy Spirit, can flow out to you through that gift. And how many know we need some love flowing today? Amen? Hallelujah. I know fruit grows. But also, I mean, God does a work in our hearts, doesn't He?
Amen.
Praise God. Now, but does it produce fruit and character in the Holy Spirit? Number five, does it come to pass? Does it come to pass what God said? Now, again, we have to be careful because so many times we misinterpret what God says. Isn't that right?
Right.
We think God's telling us to do one thing or it's going to come a certain way and it doesn't happen that way. And so many times we deceive ourselves. Praise the Lord. How many know dreams and visions is good, but how many of you got to be careful there too?
Amen.
Especially when you interpret your own dreams. Isn't that right? Amen. We have to be careful. But thank God for them. I believe in dreams and visions that's of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Does it produce bondage or liberty? How many know when God gives you a word, it's going to liberize you? Amen. I don't know if that's an addiction or not. But it's going to bring liberty. It's not going to bring you into bondage and fear and all those things, is it?
Right.
No. Any word that brings you to fear, come on, and into bondage, is not from God.
Amen.
No. It will not do that. Praise God. And next, does it do this? Does it inject fresh life into you? Is life imparted to you through that gift? Well, it should be. Hallelujah. And number 9, what does my spirit say? What does my inner man say? Let's go to 1 John 2. I want to look at this verse here. It's a tremendous verse. And I want to expose a lot of the enemy. I mean, some people think, well, I don't need anybody to teach me anything. You ever run into those kind of guys? You know, I know everything that he says. I know everything she says. Well, how many know we don't know very much as we ought to?
That's right.
But 1 John 2:20, first of all, we'll look at this verse and then another one on down. But you have an unction from the Holy One and you what? Know all things. Well, that can only be done by the Holy Spirit. Now look down to verse 26. These things have I written to you concerning them that... Does the Antichrist spirit want to seduce us? That's what he's talking about in this chapter. Sure. All right, next verse. But he said, but the anointing... But the anointing which you have received of Him, notice, abideth where? Where's He at, brethren? He's in you. How many know He don't come to take a vacation? Come in and take a vacation. How many know He's in you forever? You see, the Holy Ghost is not only in you, but He's upon you and with you. Isn't that right? But here He said He's in you. This anointing is in you. He abides in you. He resides in you. And you need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, you shall abide in Him. Now, when a man of God is speaking, or a woman of God is speaking, how many know if they're really speaking by the Spirit of God, it's not them, it's the Spirit in them. Isn't that right? And you ever heard this saying, well, you know, we just get 10 or 15% of what somebody says. Well, listen, if that man or woman's in the Spirit speaking, and you're in the Spirit, you'll get 120%. Because you'll hear things that he's not even saying. Are you hearing what I'm saying? He'll be speaking certain things, but God will be speaking things to your heart through that individual. Isn't that right? I mean, the Holy Ghost is our teacher.
Amen.
Amen? But see, there are those who say, well, I'll just stay home. I don't need anybody to teach me. God will teach me. No. I want to tell you something. Any man or God, or woman of God that's moving on this Holy Spirit, we need to hear them.
Amen.
Because God's going to speak to us things that we need. Amen. That they're not really even saying, even though they may be on a certain subject. But God is speaking to our hearts. You're hearing something they're not even saying, but the Spirit is ministering to your heart. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. How many believe that?
Amen.
I believe it. Now, here's a big one. Does it stir you up when you get the prophetic words? Does it stir you up to believe God or does it produce fear? Now, let's go to 2 Timothy. I don't think I went over there a while ago. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6 and 7. Fear is a weapon of the devil, isn't it? Over 200 kind of fear, probably maybe 300, I don't know. But I'm telling you, fear will stop you. 2 Timothy 1, 6. Wherefore, I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God. We read that. Which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God, here's what we didn't read. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power... And of love, and of a sound mind. Now that, how many know there is natural fear? You're driving your car down the road and you have a blow out and about to hit a telephone pole. How many know you cry out to the Lord? That's a natural thing, isn't it? And then there is the fear of God, of course, we must all have in our life. And how many thank God for the fear of God? Reverential fear, isn't that right? Then there's religious fears that hold people back. Then there is the fear of man that brings a snare, a trap. And then there is a demon of fear, which is abnormal. And how many know that there's a lot of phobias in, when we talk about fear? Some won't go in the basement, some will go in the elevator, some will go up high. How many know there's all kinds of those things? Amen? How many will be honest and say you got some of them? I think we'll all be honest and say that.
But he said here to Timothy, Timothy, God hasn't given you that spirit of fear. So evidently, Timothy had a problem with it. And he, you know, Timothy was also an apostle. Do you know that?
Yes,
Paul was an apostle. Silas was an apostle.
Yes.
And yet he's speaking to Timothy. And he said, Timothy, he said, God has not given you that spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Anybody want a sound mind today? Hallelujah. We got to reject fear. Amen. You got to cast it out. Because I'll tell you, if you got fear, you got torment. That's not a sound mind, is it? How many believe that? Let's stand against fear right now. Father God, let's pray. Pray with me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I renounce, I reject the spirit of fear, the spirit of timidity, all dread, all horror. I command you to loose me now. In the name of Jesus, I reject you. I disengage myself from you. I command you to go. In the mighty name of Jesus, take a deep breath and let her go and cough it out. Name of Jesus. All fear, come out. All fear, come out of the people. All phobias, the fear, come out. Loose, loose, loose. Loose them in Jesus' name. Every fear that holds them back. Loose them. Loose them. Every fear that holds them back from serving God. Come out of them in the name of Jesus. Come on. Let them go. Let it go, brethren. Let all that fear go. Let it go. Fear of darkness. Fear of man. Come on. Religious fears. Hear what people are going to say. Let it go in the name of Jesus. We bind that spirit of fear. Let's give Him praise. Come on. Let's give Him praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now let's go to Mark 16. I want to wrap this up here in a minute. Oh, man, it's just so good. I could just keep going. Mark 16. You know, I love this chapter of Mark. You know, some translations left some of the words out. Do you know that? How many know the devil got in that? I'm sorry? Yeah, yours hasn't. There's some that don't have it, though. Some of it. Praise God. But how many believe the Bible?
Amen.
Look at verse 15. I know you know this, but let's look. Do we really know it? Go you into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be what?
Damned.
Now verse 17. These signs. What signs? Five of them, isn't there? These signs that he's mentioning here. These signs shall follow them. How many know he didn't say we follow signs, they're going to follow us? How many know you can't follow a parked car? You try it. You can't do it, can you? But I'll tell you what, these gifts will follow you, come on, and me as we take the Word. Isn't that right? Maybe across the city, across the world, wherever, as you're obedient to the Holy Spirit. Listen, these signs will follow through you and through me. And if they're not, how many know we need to check up on God and say, God, why? Not condemning anybody, but we need to say, God, why? These signs shall follow them that believe. How many know there's a lot of unbelieving believers in this world? Huh? A lot of preachers don't believe it. Come on. A lot of people don't believe it. Not throwing stones at anybody. He said, in my name. And in my name means in my nature, in my authority. In my name shall they cast out devils. Isn't that strange, the first one he mentions? Brother Coffin brought it out last night. You know, brethren, when I got saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, nobody ever told me I had to be prayed over with concerning demons. Anybody ever prayed when you got saved concerning demons? How many know that's the first thing Philip did down in Acts chapter 8? When they accepted Jesus, was baptized, come on. He commanded those spirits to come out and they come screaming out. Remember that? Same in Acts 19 and other scriptures. But nobody ever prayed and said, I need to be delivered from demonic powers. And how many know we get saved and filled with the Holy Ghost and we're carrying all these things in us? Until God, come on, puts His finger on them. Isn't that right? I was over in London recently. I was preaching there in November to a Nigerian group. And I was in my room that night. I was going over some things about deliverance. And I began to get deliverance. And this stuff coming up out of me. And it got loud. And I said, man, Lord, I got to be careful and quiet this guy next door. I'll wake him up. Well, he snored all night and kept me awake. So, but no problem. Listen, I believe in deliverance.
Amen.
It's what brought me through depression. It'll bring you through. Amen. Don't fight deliverance. Don't fight deliverance. Amen. I called Sister Coffee last week. I was going through a great trial in my life, a weakness. The devil hit me with weakness. Anybody ever have a problem with weakness in your body? Especially when you go a lot. Bill's been pushing himself a lot. He told me last night. Well, that old weakness can hit you, can't it? And as I got on to pray, and as I was praying in the Spirit, I saw this spirit coming up like a python spirit. How many know the natural? He squeezes the life out of you. Isn't that right? And I knew what I was up against, so I called Sister Coffee for them to pray for me, and I appreciate their prayers.
because I don't feel that weakness today. Hallelujah. I thank God for His delivering power. Amen? Amen. And so God's able. But I saw that python coming, and I just began to put the blood of Jesus against that spirit. Amen? Let me know the blood's our weapon for this hour. Brethren, you need to study the blood. You need to apply the blood. I need to apply the blood. I need to study the blood. And we need to use that blood against our enemy. Amen?
Amen.
Use the blood against your enemies. Hallelujah. Not against your people, but against the enemy. Because that's how we overcome him. Isn't that right? I tell you, we need the blood of Jesus today to operate in and through us. Amen. I just come from a convention in Florida. And I tell you, they were speaking about deliverance, but they were talking about the blood every day. Every minister got up, spoke about the blood. Hallelujah. We need the blood of Jesus. Now, he said here, second thing, well, notice, in my name they'll cast out devils. Now, we know that we can do that just in the name of Jesus. And I don't mean that wrong, but in the name of Jesus we can do it, in His nature and character. But how many know also we need words of wisdom, words of knowledge and discerning of spirits to cast demons out. Isn't that right as well? Sometimes we don't always know the root cause, do we? But how many know the Holy Ghost can show us the root, amen, by those gifts? How many believe that? Or He can show us the type of spirit we're dealing with. As the Holy Spirit opens our hearts. And then he said the second thing, they shall what? Speak with new tongues. And as we open up and pray in the Spirit of God, gifts of prophecy, tongues, interpretation, and other gifts begin to be manifested in our hearts and in our lives. Isn't that right? And then they shall take up serpents. That word there means to remove serpents. Not handle them. Come on. But, hey, take them away. I mean, no, I want a whole handle of worm, a foot one. How about you? You know, if it's a natural serpent. But how many know we're dealing more than just natural serpents here? We're dealing with spiritual serpents. Isn't that right? My, you ever studied on serpents in the Scripture? How many know they're a picture of the devils? Demons. Isn't that right? Okay. But how many know to take those serpents away or to remove those serpents? How many know it takes faith? Isn't that right?
All right.
It takes faith. We're talking about a miracle ministry. How many know deliverance is a miracle ministry?
Yes.
Study the Scriptures. And then he said, if they're drinking a deadly thing, and sometimes that happens, it shall not hurt them. We can claim immunity because of the Scripture, can't we? If we accidentally, we don't go around drinking strychnine. Come on, we don't tempt God, isn't that right? But if we accidentally do it, how many know God can keep us and protect us? They shall lay hands on the sick and they might recover. Oh, come on. They shall recover. Every one of these that says they shall, they shall. Well, how many know when you lay hands on the sick, how many know God can give you prophetic words? Or God can give you words of knowledge, what's in that body. Or God can give you words of wisdom, what caused the sickness. Amen? And yet God can heal them. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Verse 20. And they went forth, come on, and preached everywhere. The Lord working with them, confirming the word with signs following. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, God wants to move in the power. He wants to move in revelation.
Yes.
He wants to move into prophetic, the utterance gifts. Amen?
Amen?
In our lives. Praise God. And you know, we limit God too much, brethren.
Amen.
And I want to see God move in this hour, don't you?
Amen.
I want to be used. I want you to be used.
Yes,
I want to see the church rise up in power. Revelation. Come on. And the utterance. Amen? Gifts of the Holy Spirit. Let's stand and praise the Lord. Can we do it?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's give Him praise today. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, God. Come on, let's praise Him. Amen. Let's praise Him today. Hallelujah. I want to minister to several here in the Spirit today that I believe the Lord's going to give me a word. Let's just keep our hearts upon the Lord and open to the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Sister Doreen, the Lord is with thee. The Lord has heard your cry. God has seen your tear. And God says that the things behind thee is over, it's consumed, there'll be no more, saith God. And some of the testings you've been through, God says you'll never have to go through them again. Because thou hast been faithful, thou hast walked in my word, and I've brought thee through, saith the Lord. I've given your ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to you individually as well as to the church. So rejoice and know that God is with thee. God has brought thee here not for naught, but that God has brought thee here to teach thee and to instruct thee and to lead thee and to help thee in this hour. For yea, in the days ahead, God shall lead you through much darkness, but the light shall penetrate and thou shalt go through unscathed. Thou shalt not be hurt. God is with thee and thou shalt be victorious in the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's praise Him. Amen. Let's praise our God. Hallelujah. 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 Sister, rejoice in the Lord. For the Lord is your strength. He is your high tower.
He is your victory. And yea, you can run to Him in the time of need. For yea, the Lord says, run to Me, and every need shall be met. Yea, I shall consume the trials, the dross, and those things, yea, that's behind thee. And thou shalt walk forth into victory, for the Lord does lead thy steps. Hallelujah. Let's praise Him. Amen. Let's praise Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me come around here. Praise God. I'll come around. Praise the Lord. Stay in the Spirit. Amen. Let's rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, God. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Margaret, the Lord has heard your prayer. Your prayers have come up before the Lord. Rejoice in thy God, for yea, the Lord is leading. The Lord is directing. Let not doubt overtake thee. Let not doubt be in thy mind. But the Lord says, faith has been imparted, and thou shalt stand, for I have spoken, and I shall speak again, and thou shalt be immovable, for the Lord is with thee to help thee, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's praise Him. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord has called you, my son, to be that intercessor, to stand in the gap, and to make up the hedge. For yea, thou hast heard the Lord, and thou hast been obedient to the Lord, and God has blessed thee, and He shall bless thee as you go out and as you come in. And I'm putting the girdle and the belt of truth upon thee, that you might stand against the wiles of the devil. My son, stand in the Lord, pray and intercede, and thou shalt see great victories ahead, saith the Lord. Come on, let's praise Him. Amen. Let's praise Him. Hallelujah. Let's praise our God today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Sister, the Lord is with thee. His hand is upon thee. His goodness is at thy right side. And know that God has overshadowed thee with His covering, His presence, and His anointing. Fear not, man, but be thou obedient to the Lord. And in thy obedience, God shall bless thee. And yea, I say, the finances shall come. Yea, the blessings shall come. Prosperity shall come because of your obedience, saith the Lord. Come on, let's praise Him. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's praise our God today. Let's praise Him. Come on, let's praise Him. Let's praise Him. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Hallelujah. Marlena, God is with thee. And God has set a time in your life. And God says the time clock is moving. And thou shalt move with the Spirit. Thou shalt move in step with the Holy Ghost. So fear not, thou man, but fear thou God. For truly God's timetable is in your heart. And thou art moving in the time of the Lord. And God shall even step it up a little bit. And thou shalt run to keep up with the Lord. But thou shalt be directed by the Lord. And thy feet shall walk in the place of God, not in the place of man. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise Him. Let's praise Him today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Sister Frick, the Lord has seen your heart, and the Lord has pricked your heart, and the Lord is with thee, and the Lord has overshadowed thee with His glory, with His power, yea, and with praise. And know that God has led thee out, and He leads you in, saith God. And yea, know that the anointing shall overtake thee in this hour, and thou shalt bless others, saith God. For yea, I put many talents within thee, I put many blessings within thee, and it shall be imparted to my people. So fear not, and hold not back. That which I've given thee, it's for the body, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise Him. Let's praise our God today. Let's praise Him today. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother Lyle, the Lord says, fear not man, but fear thou God, for thy feet shall walk many places. Thy steps shall go in many directions. For I, the Lord, have directed thee. The darkness shall flee and the light shall come. Yea, rejoice, my son. Rejoice. Thine ear has heard the voice of the Lord. And thou shalt hear His voice again. And thou shalt be directed by Me. For there's a new path for thee, saith the Lord. Oh, let's praise Him. Come on, let's praise Him. Let's praise Him. Let's praise Him. Hallelujah. Let's praise our God. Let's praise our God. Come on, let's praise Him. Hallelujah. 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 Praise you, God. 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 Come on, let's praise Him. Praise you, Lord. Praise you. Praise you. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Put your hands on your breast. Now, many of you have been using gifts of the Holy Spirit here. But how many know there's some gifts that you know that God wants to use you in that you haven't moved in it yet? Keep your hands here. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for everyone in this building that gifts of the Holy Spirit, God, shall be released from these people by the Spirit of God. Every gift that you put in them and gifts yet that are to come, I loose those gifts. I loose those anointings, Father God. into their life, into their heart. And Lord, I thank you wherever they go back to, Lord, let those gifts begin to operate, Lord. Lord, we loose your people from all bondage, all hindrance that will hold them back from moving in the Spirit. Now I ask, Father, today you touch them in the name of Jesus and impart to them every gift that you've promised them in Jesus' name. And we all said,
Amen.
Amen. Let's give the Lord praise. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Delay no longer. The hour has come. Yea, that I, even as Judah did have a paddle, yea, to even bury the rubbish, it is time that thou would dig the hole, as it were, and bury the rubbish and journey on, saith thy God. Yea, I am calling thee to move into a greater dimension of my life, yea, a greater dimension of my worship. And know thou this, thou hast stayed in the place where thou art too long now, and I'm calling unto thee to journey on, even as Abram of old, as he did journey on. And now I'm calling unto thee to journey on, saith thy God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, I love you, Lord. Sing it softly, Lord. And I'll lift my voice to my soul. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Show me thy way. A simple little song. I think it's CG is all that we go to. Hallelujah.
Living in the hour when I'm not leaving a stone unturned, saith thy God. Yea, I am gathering the stones together, yea, to build my temple, saith thy God. And yea, I'm calling unto thee, and yea, I'm begging of thee, yea, that thou would prepare thyself, and yea, present thyself, yea, that thou would be the stone that I would build my holy habitation through the Spirit. So know thou this, thou art in great preparation, because the days before thee are the greatest days that thou hast ever seen. And know thou this, the hours come when thou must present thy body as a living sacrifice, yea, that great preparation would be done within thee and through thee, said thy God.
lay down man's tradition. And which of you will seek Hadabasol Ilabasol Ilabasili Abaha? Try to figure out my ways, saith the Lord. For oh, I do a new thing. I do a new thing. And know for assurance, children, that man's traditions are coming down. They are coming down. For in this hour, in this day, yea, even in this second, man's traditions will not take you through. Man's traditions will not work. Man's traditions will not bring that wayward child home. Man's traditions will not heal that marriage that's literally crushed, annihilated, no hope, dead, stinketh, saith the Lord. So do not look to man's traditions. Do not try to figure out what I'm doing in this hour. For, oh, ha, 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 ha. I can come from the left, and I can come from the right. And yea, I can come up behind thee and overtake thee with a new idea, with a new thought. Who will watch with me at the midnight hour for a new thought from heaven? Who will lay down your ways, your thoughts? Well, I've done it this way, and this is the only way it will work. Well, it won't work that way anymore. Clean your ear out for me, saith the Lord, and listen. Listen, listen, listen. Be alert. Oh, the evil one, he's slinking around. But you'll stay up with me at the midnight hour. I'll give you that new plan. I'll give you that new thought. But it's dying to flesh, dying to your ways, dying to your thoughts, your methods. Your thoughts and your methods, they will not work for this day and this hour. For I am doing, yes, a new thing. Yes, a new way. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, hihabaha. Si kihabasoli ilabasi ilabaha. Lay it down, 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 lay it down. And be alert for new thoughts, new ideas, new ways, new methods, new dances. Kihabaha, war with your hands, war with your feet. War. But a pure heart toward me, a pure heart. A pure heart, a pure heart, a pure heart, a pure heart, a pure heart. For I take you out to take you in, to bring you back. Kitahabasoli, ilabasoli, ilabasili, kitahabaha. New ways, new thoughts, new methods.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.